We're speaking with John Miola, who is safety manager for VMS Incorporated, a company that's based in Richmond, Virginia, that specializes in asset management for infrastructure for a wide variety of municipalities, DOTs, and so forth. At APWA 2007, John spoke on the topic, Protecting Your Crews in Traffic, Work Zone Safety Practices. And in this interview, John has agreed to outline some of those safety practices and give ideas of ways you can make your work crews more safe while you're on the ground, especially in traffic situations, highway situations, construction, sweeping, and DOT situations. Unfortunately, about the first 5 seconds of John's conversation were cut off. We apologize for that, but we will be joining his discussion in progress.
High-speed roadways, we elevate this to a level of obsession that our mantra is that we take no chances. We use a variety of learning methods and defined training approaches to ensure that employees understand, you know, there's a certain set of parameters that we have to ingrain, including high visibility equipment, high visibility apparel, lighting on vehicles. These have been developed into ANSI standards, most recently ANSI Class 123 garments. We actually go beyond that with the use of pants, full body lighting, full body high visibility fabric and reflective trim. It's important to remember that night operations will only show the reflective material. You don't even see the outline of a person. You just see a bunch of stripes bouncing around. Because a lot of highway work is done at night, including sweeping, high visibility for people on the ground is absolutely critical. Under the best of circumstances, you really don't want anyone on the ground when your machines are moving. You want to keep them, you know, isolated, and if there has to be communication with the driver, it should be done from a distance. It should be done by radio or cell phone, because a visual contact on the ground is either ineffective or it's just going to get the person too close. And we really can't take a chance with someone not being seen. In fact, on that topic, I would be remiss if I did not point out, through all of the fatality investigations, both just regular automotive and construction work zone, the thing we hear most is the four most dreaded words in this business: I never saw them. That's what comes back to haunt us through many, many of these investigations. We have numerous individuals working for us, retired state police, crash investigators, who have taught us this mantra in very clear terms. Take no chances. Make sure the person is visible. It's like, make sure you see them. Make sure they see you. So high visibility gear, reflective striping, nighttime work, all of the other things, inspect the equipment, keep the glass clean, keep your mirrors aimed. Backing up cameras, very good, very effective. Recognize the limitations. Glare into the viewfinder is going to obscure. You're going to miss someone's profile, no matter what they've got on. This is typically encountered at the seasonal changes. Early spring, early fall is when it becomes more pronounced. Crews have to be aware for it and accommodate and allow for it. Other issues you want to have, good techniques, couple of tips. Post your machines. Post them. Keep back. Keep well away. All persons, pedestrians or workers, keep away from this moving machine. Do not assume the operator sees you. You know, how to get that onto a decal, onto the machine, you know, and keep it visible. It takes a little bit of work, but at least you've gone to that level of posting the machine. A couple of years ago on our project, we had a District of Columbia City street sweeper with a pedestrian fatality. Woman crossing the street carrying a little grocery bag. I think she even had a kid somewhere in there. The machine got too close. She cut the corner. They got tangled up in the broom. But, you know, would a sign have helped? We don't know, but at least there would have been something.
One of the problems, if I can jump in here, is is that people see that big bulk of a machine and they don't realize that that gutter broom is sticking out several feet
absolutely
toward the curb.
Correct. People, the average motorist, the average pedestrian, and in some case the average flag person, fail to appreciate the dangers associated with anything in the construction zone. I mean, just bumping into a piece of equipment is a large fixed piece of equipment. OSHA's concern with work zone operations is they categorize it as struck by or caught between. And they don't say what, but it includes all manner of heavy machinery. Mm-hmm. Struck by or caught between, that's a fatality all day long. There's no mistaking. The way to prevent that is by distance, by awareness, by visibility, by marking, posting, or in some cases physically preventing, whether it's temporary snow fence or barricade tape. Parking lots, notorious, where kids come riding along. Maybe the sweeper's at rest, they're tanking up on water. Kids get tangled, kids get riding around, skateboarders, roller skaters. All of these present severe dangers on and around the sweeping zone. So supervision to enforce the maintenance of distance for pedestrians, vehicles, plotting out the job, making sure any random safety hazards are prescribed in advance or seen or prevented. If there's a couple of openings to that parking lot, you can be sure somebody's going to come zipping in the one that you did not block off. If your crew is in there, they're not looking for these errant vehicles. If it's a mobile sweeping operation, public streets, shadow vehicles, your postings are absolutely critical. You need to remember that only 60% of motorists even see the signs, much less observe. So there's 40% that do not. The sweeping crews need to remember they're out there late at night. Anytime after midnight, the bars are closing, the drunks are on the road. They're not going to see your big lumbering piece of equipment. There's a rear-end drive-in collision waiting to happen. So the awareness for that, mapping out a strategy, where are you going to be at certain times, whether it's rural, suburban, urban environments, all of these should be factored into a little bit of a safety plan. But absolutely posting of the work zone, of work ahead, mobile operations, sweeping operations, lane closures, use of a TMA. I know on some of our mobile operations on the interstate, we are required to use two or three TMAs depending on which lane or which configuration, whether we're sweeping into the left lane emergency shoulders. But very intensive management for this. The bottom line on it is that, you'll never know the accident you prevent. You sure will pay a long and hard set of expense for the accidents that do occur. Unfortunately, accidents in work zones are typically severe, if not fatal. They're expensive. They can be horrifically traumatic to the crews, to the public, obviously. And I can tell you, the customer, whether it's state, federal, municipal, they will go to any length. They will appreciate you going to any length to avoid